Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Okay, I want you to guess what political figure was the target of this comment. He has a knack for doing things and doing them noisily, clamorously. While he is in the neighborhood, the public can no more look the other way than the small boy can turn his head away from a circus parade. Well, I would have guessed Donald Trump, but no. That was written to describe Theodore Roosevelt, who shared Trump's flamboyance and strong ego. All right, here's another one. The following quote sounds like what Republican congressional leaders were saying about Barack Obama after the 2014 and the 2010 congressional elections. Quote, "Our allies and enemies and the president himself should all understand that he has no authority to speak for the American people. His leadership has just been emphatically repudiated by them." Well, actually, this quote was directed at Woodrow Wilson in November 1918 when, you know, just at the end of World War I, he saw his party decisively lose control of Congress. Well, to hear an opposing candidate rail against a president's wasteful and extravagant spending, that wouldn't surprise us unless we learned it was not about the current president. It actually came from Franklin Roosevelt, who was attacking President Herbert Hoover in a famous speech at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh in 1931. Roosevelt made a campaign promise to balance the budget, a promise that was quickly discarded when he won the election and faced the challenges of the Depression. When some historians write about a president's dilemma when he faces a Supreme Court with four justices already solidly in opposition to his program, they call those four justices the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Well, they could have been writing about today's court and today's president, but they're actually describing the opposition to Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal from four justices who were always going to be against his programs. Because of them, Roosevelt and maybe the current president knew that he had to win the votes of all five of the remaining justices. Another quote, "An energetic and unified executive is not a threat to a free and responsible government." Well, that's a statement we might expect from Hillary Clinton or another progressive or liberal candidate, but I was surprised when I learned that it actually came from former President Herbert Hoover. Well, here's something that I would have guessed Bernie Sanders might have said. "Every gun that is made and every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies in a final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. The world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, and the hopes of its children." But these words didn't come from Bernie Sanders. They came from President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Well, thanks to Chapel Hill's Emeritus Professor William Luchtenberg for those quotes, which come from a preliminary copy that I've been looking at of his latest book, The American President from Teddy Roosevelt to Bill Clinton. And that book, published by Oxford University Press, will be released in December. This is D.G. Martin.